Hi there, Miss Smith.
Yes.
Hi, Miss Smith. My name is Lupe speaking on a recorded line. I'm calling in regards for the inquiry that was made for the NEC baby formula lawsuit. How are you doing today?
Yes. Fine. How are you?
I'm doing fine as well. Thanks for asking. Were you or a loved one had a premature baby who was given baby formula and was diagnosed with NEC?
Yes.
Oh, I'm sorry. And then was that you that had a premature baby?
Yes, it is.
I see. I'm very sorry to hear that. And then what was the gestational age at birth for your baby?
24 weeks.
I see. Alrighty. And then what was your baby's weight
I'm
at
sorry,
birth?
not 24, not 24. I'm thinking of the year. 34 weeks.
Oh, 34 weeks. I see.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
It's okay. No worries.
I'm thinking of the year. I'm like
No,
24.
you're fine. And then what was your baby's weight at birth?
4 lbs.
Okay, 4 pounds.
Yes.
All righty. 4 pounds. All righty. And then what is your baby's just the year that he was born?
2007.
All right, 2007. All righty. And then what kind of baby formula was your baby given?
Similac NeoSure.
Me a second here. All right. All righty. And then when was your baby diagnosed with NEC? I apologize.
She was diagnosed on October the 12th,
12.
2007. Sorry.
No, it's okay. And then what is your baby's date of birth? Okay, I recall he was born in 2007, but what would be the month and day?
October 6th.
Alrighty. All right, bear with me here for 30 seconds, okay?
No problem.
Alrighty, thank you so much for bearing with me here, okay, Miss Smith.
No problem.
So would you like to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the NEC baby formula lawsuit?
Excuse me?
Oh no, I'll repeat that a little slower. I repeat that. Would you like to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the NEC baby formula lawsuit?
Yes, please.
Okay, no worries. Alrighty, and then did you already get an attorney to assist you with filing a claim?
No.
No worries. And then this question is a little similar, just worded a little bit differently. Are you willing to affirm under penalty that you have not sought legal representation at advice from any other law firm or attorney for this specific matter, aka you haven't signed any documents with another law firm? Is that correct?
Correct.
All right, so you are willing to affirm. Okay, and then what was the injured party diagnosed with? And you said that was necrotizing enterocolitis, correct? NEC?
Correct.
Alrighty. And then next question, it's asking what injuries has the injured party sustained, which is ongoing gastrointestinal or other bowel conditions, intestinal perfusion, which is like hole in the intestines. And then the next is, oh, I'm sorry.
No, go ahead.
And then the next is, scarring or strictures in the intestines, and then the other one is called syphilis. Syphilis is which is a severe infection in the entire body, and then the next one is cerebral palsy. Then the next one is just
Cerebral palsy.
exactly, yeah. And then the next one is neurological damage, and then the next one is just other serious or long-lasting injuries.
She has cerebral palsy.
Okay, thank you so, and I'm really sorry to hear that. Thank you for confirming that. And then, do you have any medical records showing proof of the diagnosis?
I do.
You do. Okay. Thank you for confirming that. And then it's asking, and I think you already provided this. I'm just going to word it with the questions asking, on what date was the injured party diagnosed? And then you already provided that. You said it was October 12th, 2007.
But that actually, that's when the symptoms occurred. She was diagnosed on the 15th of October. Oh, wow. So I made a mistake about that.
It's okay. Okay, bear with me here.
It's been so long ago.
It's okay. No worries. So you said that was the 15, not the 12. Okay, bear with me here.
Correct.
I'm sorry about that, Ms. Smith. Bear with me here.
No problem.
Something here. Alrighty. So you said that was October 15, 2007. And then
yes.
Was the injured party diagnosed with NEC prior to being given formula?
No.
It was after, correct?
Correct.
I see. Alrighty. And then, alrighty, six. So that was 9 days after. Alrighty. And then how long after being fed the formula was the injured party diagnosed with the NEC? Was it within 7 days or over 7 days? And it looks like it was...
It was within seven days.
Okay, so your baby was... Okay, so your baby was diagnosed October 6th of 2007? And then
She was diagnosed October 15th of 2007. So that was more than 9 days, by 2 days.
I see. So over, yeah, I see, over 7 days. Total 9 days. Alrighty. And then what was the name of the facility where your baby was diagnosed with the NEC?
Altabate Summit Medical Center.
Can you pronounce the first word you said? I'm sorry.
Altabate?
Alta.
Yeah.
You said Altabate Summit?
Altabate Summit Medical Center.
And then, where is that located? Is that in Oakland?
That's in Berkeley.
Berkeley.
California.
A Oh yeah, Alta Bates Summit Medical Center, and then Berkeley, California. Yeah, 2450 Ashby
Yes.
Avenue, Berkeley. Yeah, thank you so much. And then is that the same hospital where your baby was diagnosed? I mean,
Yes.
where they were born
She's
at?
born.
Yeah.
Yes.
I'm sorry about that. Yeah. Thank you for answering that. Copy and paste that. Alrighty. And then the brand of formula that your baby was fed was Similac, correct?
Similac meal, sure.
And it's asking who will be filing this claim. It will be mother, correct?
Yes. Call your brother and tell him that I'm on the phone. Doesn't need to come pick him up.
And then it's asking, is your loved one still living? That would be correct. Yes, correct.
Yes.
And then does the caller have authority to sign on behalf of the injured party?
Yes, I do.
No worries. And then is the client a citizen of the United States?
Yes.
Alrighty. See, 35. I'm not sure why it's saying that. All right, bear with me. It's just there's a criteria that needs to be met in order to qualify. I'm just gonna see here with my supervisor real quick. That's why I keep putting you on 30-second holds. So I apologize.
Okay.
Give me 1 minute, okay?
No problem.
I apologize.
I thought about taking HDMI. Like, I'm messing so badly. I was cleaning my throat. Like, you don't understand. Definitely not answering your phone. Brooke, listen.
Alrighty, thank you so
Don't
much for bearing with me.
get caught. Okay.
Alrighty. Alrighty, and then did the injured party become diagnosed with NEC while still in the hospital, or did they leave
Yes.
and come back? Okay, so they were still, they never left the hospital. I see.
They never left the hospital.
Oh, no worries. So diagnosed at hospital, and then what is the injured's age?
She is, let's see, seven. She's 20. She's 19, 18.
18.
Yeah.
All right, and then do you have a birth certificate?
I do.
Alrighty, and this is just a referral question. Do you have any other friends, family, or loved ones that were also fed, formula and were diagnosed with NEC and they may need our help?
I don't.
It's okay. No worries. So down here. I pulled down the age chart. It says for 2007 baby, this should be 17 years old, but that may not be
I'm
the case.
sorry. She yeah, her birthday. I haven't. I'm sorry. I have
It's
twins,
okay.
and I always
You always
do.
mix them up. It's okay. That happens with one of my other relatives as well, so no worries. They have twins as well. Let's see here. Yeah. All right, perfect. So we moved on that. And then just for the recorded line, can you please confirm the injured party's gender? So your baby's gender, the injured's.
Female.
Thank you. Alrighty. And then can you please spell out the first name of your baby's name?
Yes, EGYPT.
EGY.
PT.
PT. Oh, that's a cute name, Egypt.
Yes.
Okay, and then is there an initial for the middle name I could put down here for Egypt?
Z. Z as in zebra.
Z as in zebra. Perfect. Thank you for that. And there's a last name Smith?
Yes.
All right. So Smith.
Correct.
Thank you for that. And then is the injured party name, is there a suffix in your baby's name?
No.
Okay. No worries. Alrighty. And then can you please provide me with the last four of your baby's social?
8847.
All right, so 8847. Thank you for that.
Yes.
And then it's asking for the signer's first name. Can I have your first name? The spelling.
Larissa. LARRISSA.
Oh, perfect. And then Smith as well for your last name, right, Larissa?
Correct.
Thank you so
Correct.
Much for that. And then is there an initial for your middle name as well? Or is
Yes, L.
Okay, thank you for that. L is in Lima. Thank you.
Yeah.
And then is there a suffix in your name? Like a
No.
Junior? Okay. Thank you for that. And then what would be your marital status? Single, married, divorced, widowed?
Single.
Alrighty. And then for the recorded line, can you please confirm your gender for me?
Female.
Thank you for that. And then can you please provide me with the last four of your social?
0409. Yes.
Thank you for that. And now can you provide me with your date of birth?
6/15/74.
6/15/1974, is that correct?
Correct.
Thank you so much. And then for the primary contact email, I already have one here on file. Just confirm it's correct. I got rgkllh1991@gmail.com. Is that correct?
Correct.
Thank you for that. And then the primary phone number I have here is 702-472-6153. Is that correct?
Correct.
Thank you. And then is this a mobile phone number?
Yes, it is.
Thank you so much. And then what's going to happen now after we submit this intake, we're almost done here. It's going to send over some documents that require some signatures. This shouldn't take too long. After you sign those documents, it's going to take a couple of business days for the attorneys to reach out to you. What's the best contact preference for you? Would it be a phone call, a text message, or an email?
A text message.
A text message. Okay. And then what would be the best time of day for you to expect that text message? Morning, afternoon, or evening?
Afternoon.
Okay. All right. And now can you please provide me with your primary contact for address?
Yes. 901 Ironwood.
Is that together?
One word.
Okay, perfect.
Yes.
Ironwood.
Las Vegas, Nevada.
Is that a Ironwood Drive?
Ironwood Drive, yes.
Perfect. Thank you so much for that. And then the zip code, you were about to say it, but I'll say it here for you. 89108.
Correct.
Thank you so much. I'm going to repeat it, the full address, one more time. But before I do, is this a house or is there like an apartment letter or number or unit number?
It's a house.
It's a house. Okay. So I got 901 Ironwood Drive, Las Vegas, and then the county, Clark County, Nevada, 89108.
Correct.
Righty. 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 And then it's asking for mother's full name, but I got it right here, okay?
Okay.
Larissa L. Smith. Okay. And then it's asking for father's full name.
DeAndre, DeAndre,
R. Smith. Okay.
The middle initial.
Thank
yeah.
you so much for that. All right, so I have that, DeAndre R. Smith. And then it's asking, are you aware of any custody or parenting related issues of abuse, neglect, loss of custody, etc.? If so, please describe.
No.
No, thank you. And I'm glad to hear that. That would be a no. Alrighty. A. And then, were any of the following issues during the pregnancy, hypertensive disease, tobacco use, illicit drug use, placental insufficiency, delayed cord clamping, HIV, AIDS, none of the above, unknown?
None of the above.
None of the above. Glad to hear that. And then, was the child born premature? Yes or no?
Yes.
That would be a yes. And then, which state was the injured party born in? California?
In California.
Was it Nevada or California? Sorry.
California.
Okay. California. And then, was your child diagnosed in the NICU?
Yes.
And then it's asking, if the child was in the NICU, please list the approximate dates, okay? So NICU admission date and NICU discharge date.
Let's see. She was in the hospital from the 6th of October.
Okay.
Until the December 20th of 2007.
December 20th. Okay, thank you so much. December 20th, 2007. Okay, thank you so much. You answered that question perfectly. So you said that admission date was the day she was born, which is October 6th, 2007, and the discharge date for the NICU was December 20th of 2007. Is that correct?
Yes.
Thank you so much for providing that. Alrighty. And then you already provided this. It's just asking for the birth weight, and then you said that was 4 pounds, right?
4 pounds, yes.
Alrighty. And now it's just asking for the baby formula usage start date and usage end date. So did your baby start using the baby formula as soon as she was born, like October 6th?
Born.
Yeah.
Okay. Yes.
So October 6th of 2007. And then what was the usage end date?
The usage end date was, let's see, the 12th. That was the 12th of October.
12th of October. Oh, okay. When the symptoms started happening, right? That's why you got confused.
Yeah.
With it. That makes total sense for you saying 12 on the first time. So no worries on that. All right. So usage start date was October 6th of 2007. And then the usage end date was October 12th of 2007.
Correct.
Thank you.
All
right. Alrighty. And then it's asking, what was the time between usage and injury? So that would be, let's see, 9 days, right? Wait.
6 days.
Oh, yeah. No, you're totally right. It is 6 days. I was about to say that and rephrase my answer. Thank you for correcting that. Yeah, that was 6 days. Alrighty. And then, was the child fed formula or fortifier in the hospital? It was yes, right? They were fed formula?
Yes.
Alrighty. And then, next question. Did your child have any of the following symptoms after drinking the cow-based milk formula? Low body temperature, green vomit, apnea, hypotension, bradycardia?
Bradycardia.
Yeah, exactly. You know how to word them better, sound them out better. Swollen, red or tender belly, trouble feeding, constipation, diarrhea or like dark bloody stools, or none of the
Yes,
above.
dark bloody stools, diarrhea, swollen abdomen, vomiting, difficulty feeding, breathing issues, and skin ear infections.
Oh, I'm really sorry to hear with, everything your baby had to endure. So I did put out everything down that, you mentioned to me. So it looks like there was more than three symptoms, but I was only able to put three, but I'll mention the fourth one on the additional notes, okay? Thank you for that.
Okay.
And then do you have a copy of the medical records for the injured party?
I do.
You do. And then can you provide these medical records by mail or electronically?
Electronically, I have to find them in my, they're in my storage.
It's okay.
So I'd have to get them out my storage.
That's okay. Thank you for that. We're almost done here. And then, what treatments, medical procedures did your baby had to undergo due to the NEC? Any like antibiotics, blood transfusions, assisted?
They did a laparotomy surgery. They tried to remove the dead bowel and rejoin the two healthy ends together. They stopped all regular feedings of the formula, drained the fluid from her abdomen, gave her IV and nutrition, and antibiotic therapy.
Oh, I see. And then what was the injured party's last treated for the NEC related issues, like any related issues due to the NEC? When was your baby last treated?
October 19th of 2007.
All righty. Alrighty, and then it's asking here for your diagnosing doctor name.
The diagnosing doctor's name was well, my OBGYN, the person who delivered her, was Dr. Yogam, and the neonatal physician was James G. Anderson.
James E. Anderson?
James G.
Oh,
Anderson.
G. Anderson. I'm sorry. Anderson. That's in California, right?
Yes.
Yeah, I found Dr. James G. Anderson, MD. Is he? It looks like he's a neon technologist. He's in
Neonatal
Oakland.
pediatrician.
Yeah, he's.
Yeah.
It looks like he's in Oakland.
Yes.
I found him. Practices at a U.S. Best Hospital, a UCSF Benioff Children's Hospital, San Francisco, and Oakland. East Bay Newborn Specialist, I see. And then that would be the diagnosing doctor, right?
Yes.
Alrighty, thank you so much for that. Alrighty. And then was he also the doctor who treated your baby?
Yes, he is.
Okay, thank you. That'll make okay. So he's a treating doctor as well. And then what would be the diagnosing facility name? Was it the one you provided earlier?
Yes.
Would it be the one at here, I have it here. Is it
Activate.
yeah, Alta Bates in the 2450 Ashby Avenue, Berkeley, California.
Correct.
So I have it here. Bear with me, I'm just gonna get their phone number because I wasn't should be here.
Yeah, I don't have that
No,
anymore.
oh no, it's okay. It's on Google. It's just I didn't get it because I copied and paste on top of the intake. It was already provided. So I didn't get the phone number, so I got it here. It looks like it's 510-204-4444. Okay, I got it here. Alrighty, yeah. It looks like that was the last question before. Yeah, we request an emergency contact number in case something unfortunate happens to you, ensuring that we can continue your case for your loved ones. Typically, we only contact your emergency contact if we're unable to reach you for an extended period. This precaution helps prevent disruptions in your case, and we found it necessary in the unfortunate instances where clients have become unresponsive. So this is totally optional, Ms. Smith. Would you like to provide an emergency contact?
No.
No worries. And A. Alrighty. So all I have to do now is hit the submit button and some documents are going to be sent over to you. So give me a 30 second to a minute hold. I'm going to look over the whole intake, make sure I didn't, miss anything on my end and leave any empty blanks. Okay.
Okay.
Thank you. You did a great job though. Okay. I'm just going to bear.
Thank you.
With me, okay. You're welcome.
Okay.
Me. Alrighty, Ms. Smith. It looks like everything went through successfully. I just hit the submit button. You should be receiving a text message and an email coming from Guadalupe at mastortstrategies @gmail.com.
Okay.
And then I think it should provide you with a link that you should you could click. And it should take you to the documents that require some signatures. What I'm gonna do now, I'm gonna mute myself. I'm gonna prep up a text message to send over to you on my direct number. So just call over my name if you have any questions on signing those documents. I'm gonna mute myself and prep up a text message, okay?
Okay.
All righty. I'll be here.
Okay.
But shit, man, yeah, I was going to check up on you. He was able to help out with that. Sorry, you know, my boy. But shit, man, get some rest. And I'll,
Okay.
Yes, sir. Oh, yeah, bro, I might, you think you'd probably be able to give me a ride down to my brother's house on that Friday or Saturday? I'm not sure. Alright, for sure. I'll call you later on in the week, bro. And I'll send you that when I can.
Okay.
Thank you.
I'm gonna... Okay, I've signed all the documents.
Oh, perfect. Let me just refresh this on my end.
Okay. Send the homie some money.
Let me refresh this. Oh, yeah, it says completed. You did a great job. So bear with me. I'm about to text you over. I was almost done here. I'm sending you a text message on my direct number. That's going to be it's going to be sending over the information of the attorneys. And if they don't reach out to you at the end of this week, shoot me a text or a call, and I'll be live transferring you to the attorneys, okay?
Okay.
All right, thank you so much. Bear with me. I just want to confirm if you received my text message so you have that number saved. 4584D. Perfect. Alrighty. And then I sent you a text message from an area code of 949. Should be
okay.
Saying, hi, Larissa. This is Guadalupe. We spoke in regard for the NEC lawsuit.
Okay. Let me see.
No worries. Take your time.
Okay.
Did you receive it, Ms. Smith?
Not yet. I received.
All right.
Is it a text message you sent me?
Yeah. I can call
you
too if you want to save it. It's up to you. If you receive that text message, that's perfect. It's from a 949.
No, I received the text message.
Oh, perfect. Well, yeah, Larissa, that is my direct number. So like I said before, if the attorneys don't reach out to you within the next few business days, please feel free to call or text me on that direct number and let me know.
Okay.
So then I can live transfer you to them, okay?
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome, Larissa. Well, you have a beautiful day. It was a pleasure talking to you, okay?
Bye-bye. Thank you.
Bye-bye. You too. Bye-bye.